share it. Share it. Share it with a friend. Why don't you share it? Share it. What you give, you get back again. Think of all the fun you'll miss when you hide it on the shelf. Why don't you share it? Share it. Feel good about yourself. When you get a box of chocolate eggs and hide them in your drawer, you don't share it with little sister or the kid next door. At Christmas, when you dig it out, you know what you'll find there. What? A gooey glob of melted chocolate that's green and growing hair. Why don't you share it?
You're tuned to Time Out, Stories for Children. I'm Annie Voice, and the following is a tale of two thieves. Once a baker was traveling to a fair with a load of fresh bread. On his way, he came to a wide river. Two ferry boats waited on the shore for passengers. One was a shabby old raft with a boatman dressed in rags. The other was a fancy new speedboat with soft pillows to sit on and a boatman dressed in the finest suit and tie. The fare for the speedboat cost twice that of the raft, so the baker, not being a rich man, decided to save money and travel on the rickety raft. The river was swift and choppy. He held on tightly as the raftsmen poled them steadily through. "It may not be comfortable," thought the baker, "but it is economical." Once safely on the other side, he congratulated himself for saving money and, without a second thought, journeyed on to the fair. But when he got there and unloaded his bread, he discovered a loaf was missing. "That raftman must have taken it. What a thief!" thought the baker. "I won't travel with him again." The next day, on his way home with bread turned to coins in his pocket, the baker got on the fancy speedboat. On their way across, he told the boatman of how he had been robbed. Without thinking, he jingled the coins in his pocket as he spoke. So caught up was he in his tale that he did not notice how the ears of his driver pricked up at the sound of the clinking cash. Suddenly, at the deepest and swiftest part of the river, the boatman stopped the motor. "That's the end of the ride," he said. "What do you mean?" said the baker. "We're not at the other side yet." "Other side? You want to go to the other side?" asked the boatman with feigned innocence. "Yes, of course. That's what I paid for." "No, that's not what you paid for. Didn't you read your ticket?" The baker looked at his ticket. "On the back." "I can hardly read this," complained the baker, staring at the tiny letters. "It says, good for one half fare. If you want to go all the way to the other side, you'll need to buy another ticket. Would you like one?" "No," said the baker angrily. "Just take me back where we started from." "Oh, that's another ticket, too. You might as well go to the other side." "Fine, I will buy another ticket," said the baker, counting out money into the boatman's waiting hand. "I'm afraid the price has gone up a bit," said the boatman. He then named a price that was so obscene I won't repeat it here. "I haven't got that much money." "For a nice gentleman like you, I will make a deal. Just give me what you have." "What if I refuse?" The boatman lowered a rope ladder over the side of his vessel. "Hope you had a nice ride." He bowed slightly and gestured toward the water. Sadly, the baker handed over all the money in his pocket. The boatman started the motor and drove a little further toward the shore. When they were about 100 yards away, he stopped again. "What now?" asked the baker. "We're here." "No, we're not." "Oh, didn't you read your ticket? The shore is officially here. That extra water is just the result of the recent rains. There's nothing I can do about the weather. Sorry." The baker finally lost his temper. "Give me back my money," he shouted. In his anger, he stood up, forgetting that old rule about standing up in a boat. At that instant, the boatman quickly turned the wheel and stepped on the gas. The baker lost his balance and toppled over the side into the swift river. "Help!" he called, but the boatman only waved. "Have a nice day," he called back as he roared off into the sunset. The baker struggled in the water. Even without the weight of the coins, he was a poor swimmer. He would have surely drowned had it not been for the raftsman, who hurried to help. He pulled the baker aboard his raft and brought him safely to shore. Once there, the baker thanked him and said, "When I got to the fair yesterday, I found a loaf of bread was missing. I must confess, I thought you had stolen it. Now that I see what a good man you are, I'm sure I must have miscounted. I'm sorry I thought so poorly of you." The raftsman thought for a minute, then said, "Your count was correct. I did steal that bread."
"But that makes you a thief, too," said the baker.
"Listen," said the raftsman, "there's two kinds of thieves in this world. One steals because he has nothing, the other because he wants everything. Be careful whose boat you get on the next time." The baker went home, with empty pockets and a full mind. He thought about all that had happened to him, how he had been fooled not once, but twice, by the well-dressed boatman and by himself. As he thought about the shabby raftsman, he noticed all the ragged people he passed on the road. "They look so hungry," he thought. All in an instant he had a fine idea. From then on, the baker has given away bread to the poor every day, and though he is still not rich, he is very happy.
Why don't you share it?
Share it!
Share it!
Share it!
Share it with a friend. Why don't you share it?
Share it!
Share it!
Share it!
What you give, you get back again. Don't you be a stingy kid like old Scrooge McDuck. Why don't you share it?
Share it!
Share it!
Share it!
It's bound to bring you luck.
You've been listening to Time Out, Stories for Children. Music in this show was by Rosenschantz. I'm Annie Voice saying goodbye for now.
If you take your bat and ball and say,
"I'm going home, and no one else can use my stuff,"
you'll find yourself all alone. 'Cause the next time that you want a game, no one will play with you. You'll have to play first, second, third, shortstop and outfield. Sell the soda and hot dog too. Why don't you share it?
Share it!
Share it!
Share it!
Share it with a friend. Why don't you share it?
Share
it! Share it!
Share.
What you give, you get back again. Think of all the fun you'll miss when you hide it on the shelf. Why don't you share it?
Share it!
Share it!
Share.
Feel good about yourself. Why don't you share it?
Share it!
Share it!
Share.
Feel good about yourself.
All right! Just give it away.